In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Today is the 14th of September. We celebrate the exaltation of the cross of Jesus Christ. This is the day that they say Queen Helena, who was the mother of Constantine, found the Holy Cross in Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. St. Paul said to the Corinthian community, they were a community that was into philosophy and into wisdom, but he says, I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified when I came to you. That's what he decided. He knew that the only thing he could proclaim to these people, these were Christians, and it was Jesus Christ and him crucified. And then he says in the Galatian letter, far be it from me to glory in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. Far be it from me to glory in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ. We celebrate the victory of the cross today. The cross is the tree of life. In the tree of life, it bears fruit 12 times a year. And what is the tree of life? It's at the, by the river of God, and it bears fruit 12 times a year, and that's the cross. We celebrate the cross today because the cross is our salvation. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Father Eric is going to talk to me about the cross.
Good morning again. Today, as we honor our Lord, we give him worship and praise. As we pause for a moment, and it shouldn't really be a moment, I mean, it's really our whole life, and meditate and contemplate Jesus on the cross. As Father had just said, we see and we experience the life-giving water and blood pouring forth from his side. It's on the cross where Christ destroys death. It's on the cross where Christ wins our victory and our redemption and our salvation. Because every one of us is called to conversion, to dying to ourselves. Because Jesus says, take up your cross daily and follow me. And all the sin in our life, all those things that we hold on to, All those things like pride and selfishness and worldly pursuits and ambitions that we place above God, that keep us from friendship with God, that keep us separated from God, that we do, that we place in our lives, that we hold on to, that we attach ourselves to. Each one of those has to die. And that's scary. Any kind of death is terrible, but death in our own life, death to the sins, death to those things we hold on to that we're comfortable with, that are slowly eating us alive and destroying us, that are keeping us from the freedom and the love of God, the freedom of being sons and daughters of God, all those things that give us temporary pleasure, that shine brightly or colorfully and we see and we cling to. We have to let those go. And in a real way, we have to let those die. And that's terrifying. And that's one way to look at our Lord on the cross, who not only dies for us, but gives us the strength and the grace and the power to surrender, to die. Because we know that in our death to sin, our death to the old self, our death to those parts of our heart that keep us from God, that in that is where Jesus is. That he enters that most terrifying place in us where we have to give up, where we have to surrender, where we have to trust, trust our Father, trust our Lord, which is so hard, which is so hard. We come up with all sorts of reasons why we shouldn't trust, because we've been hurt in our lives. People we've trusted, people we've opened our hearts to have betrayed us, have turned their back to us at times, have forgotten us, have neglected us, sometimes in big ways and sometimes in little ways, and it leaves these scars. And so we fear letting go. But Jesus, as he hangs upon the cross and says, I draw all people, I draw all men to myself, in a way that's so mysterious, invites us into his passion, into his death, where he says, take up your cross daily and follow me. He says, take up those sufferings and those sins and those things that we need to let go of and bring them to me. And I will give you life. I will take them upon myself. I will do this. I am with you. We do not need to fear death any longer. Not just physical death, but even that spiritual death of dying to ourselves. Because that's exactly where Jesus is. On the wood of the cross, and we even say in the wood of the altar, where he pours out his love and his mercy upon us. Where from his pierced side, from his sacred heart, pours out his precious blood to wash us clean and to give us the strength to let go. Because it's in letting go, that's when we enter into that intimate communion of Christ in his sacred heart. He invites us as he hangs upon the cross and draws us to himself. This cross, which is now his sign of victory, which is the conquering of death, the destroying of death, the conquering of Satan, the conquering of all of those sins that we're so afraid to let go of. Because what do we have left? If we let go of our comfort, if we let go of those things that we think we have control over, what do we have left? What we have left is our Savior, Jesus, which is everything, our heart, our soul, our mind, our bodies are created for. Because, and that's the mystery, as we die to ourselves, as we approach Jesus crucified, we die with him so that we can be with him. So that we can be with him. So that his grace, his real help in our life, that real help, this isn't just make-believe. This isn't just nice-sounding words or even difficult-sounding words. It is real, and there is power. As Father said at the beginning, this is why St. Paul said, I would preach Jesus and him crucified and only Jesus and him crucified, because that's where everything happens. That it's not until we come to Christ on his cross, him crucified, that we die to ourselves so we can be filled with his life. His life that he desperately desires, that God desperately desires to pour out upon us so that we can be and live even now as his sons and daughters, proclaiming his truth, proclaiming his freedom, bringing sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, having the lame walk, bringing healing to the sick, bringing real love into our life, into our families, into our children, into our friends, into our parents, into our grandparents, into everyone we love and know and encounter. That we can bring the power of the cross, that power that fills us, that we makes us the sons and daughters of God that we are. That power that fills us, that Spirit of God that pours out of Christ, that he gives us on the cross. when we die to ourselves so that we can be filled with that. In this suffering, in this death, which is so frightening. I mean, just think of how even the little sins we have, we're like, I just want to hold on to that a little bit. You know, okay, you know, I can give up all the big things, but there are little things in my life, little, it's like flirting with sin. It's like, well, I can have a little bit. No. Jesus didn't hang on the cross and suffer a little bit. He took everything. He took everything. And the more we let that go, when we let everything go, it's easy to think, okay, I let the big things go. I can let the big things go. But even the little sins, those little attachments, it's like, okay, God, I'm going to give you 99%, but I need 1%. I need something to hold on to. I got to be in control of something. Otherwise, it's so scary. I have to have something. But Jesus says, as he hangs upon the cross and says, I draw all men, I draw all people to myself, which is complete and total surrender to him, dying completely to ourselves.
Jesus on the cross was like a mother bearing children, drawing every man, woman, and child to himself. Today, there's a mother who heard that her son has cancer. Jesus drew mother and son on the cross to himself. There's somebody today that's expecting to go to jail. Jesus drew that person into himself. There's someone that wants to break with addiction. Jesus drew you into himself. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. And that's exactly what it means. All men, all women, all children have been drawn into the heart of Jesus. Like a magnet, like a mother giving birth to us. Let's just think about what happened to Jesus after he died. They put a lance in his heart, and from his heart flowed blood and water. It's like Adam and Eve. Eve came from the side of Adam, and the church comes from the side of Christ. So intimate. That his death was death once and for all, to die for not only sin, but to die for the greatest enemy of mankind, which is death. He died so that death would no longer have victory over us. He died to give us eternal life. He died to give us his presence and his peace. He died to make us children of God. He died. That's why Paul said, far be it from me to proclaim anything but Christ and him crucified.
And some of you might say, but Father, this addiction I have, any kind of addiction, this addiction to drinks, to drugs, sexual addictions, to pornography, whatever it is, and you say, I can't, it's so overpowering. You don't know how difficult this is. You don't know how difficult this is. But Jesus, when he says, I make all things new, you know what that means? That even our helplessness, that when we surrender to God and it's difficult, dying is hard. It's not easy. But Jesus not only invites us, but says, this now is a new way for you to understand my sacred heart. Because that difficulty, that suffering that we endure as we die to ourselves, as we die to these addictions, as we struggle to let them go, Jesus says, use this. This is now your prayer. I bring meaning even to this struggle. Even to this struggle every day, I bring meaning to this now. Now I show you a taste of what love is, that as you struggle to let this go and you experience that suffering and that pain, as you struggle to let that go, Jesus says, now I give you just a taste
of the suffering I endure because I love you. It's like a door into his heart that is so personal to you. Because that struggle that you have, that suffering that you, that is so personal to you, that is so personal to you, that you say, I'm alone in this, no one understands. Jesus says, I understand. And I invite you not only to give that to me, but to let that be a kind of prayer, to let that be a doorway or a window into what my love feels like, that I endure this personal and specific suffering for you. Because I love you. And not just you crowd you, not just everyone in the world you, but you. That Jesus, our Savior, who hangs upon the cross, knows not only the suffering of all of us, knows our sins, knows our pain, but knows your pain. He knows the challenges you face. He knows what he's asking you to do. Because he's already done it for you. That's the reality of the cross. And that's the great mystery of Christ's salvation. And he says, I have already endured this suffering for you. All the suffering that you endure is joined to me and is used to bring about salvation and freedom for you and the whole world. Because our Savior knows. Our God isn't just some you know, man with a beard in the sky, but takes on flesh and blood, assumes our human nature, and endures his passion and death, and so knows exactly what we are going through. He knows that struggle you face. He knows that pain you endure. He knows that shame you feel. That shame you feel. And he calls you into the light, out of the darkness. As he says, draws all people and all men to himself on the cross, he says, come to me as you are. Exactly as you are. Because you are the reason why I came. You are the reason why I endured my passion. You are the reason why I hang upon this cross. You are the reason why I suffer and die so that you can be free. This isn't just words. This isn't just make-believe. This is real. This is more real than anything in the whole world. That God wants to set you free, that he loves you. And you are his beloved son. You are his beloved daughter. He sees you and loves you. And you're the one he draws upon the cross and says, let me take all of that from you. When I ask you to die to your old self, to die to sin, it's because I want to pour out my love upon you so that I can love you and you can love me and you can be the free son and daughter that I created you and call you to be.
Because of the cross and through the power of the cross, Jesus bore our sins, but he also bore our sicknesses. Because of the cross, we can pray for healing and expecting God to do something. There was a man who came to me on Saturday. He said, last November, I was given 3 months to live, and I came to this little church, and you prayed with me. And I told you I was given 3 months to live. He said, you said the doctors don't know when somebody's going to die. Only God knows that. He says, well, I'm in remission now, and I'm bringing this man who has cancer. You see, because of the cross, there's not only the forgiveness of sins, but we have the ability and the right to pray for healing. Mm-hmm. We have the ability and the right to expect that God's going to do something. And, you know, I know everyone doesn't get healed. You know, I know that to be true. But I do know that when we step out in faith, we see things that are so beautiful, so magnificent. It's all because of the cross. It's all because of Jesus who died on the cross so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. It's all about Jesus who bled that precious blood, that blood that is our atonement, that blood that is our forgiveness, that blood which adopts us into the family of the Father. Because of that blood, we have been set free, and we have been given the authority to pray for healing and to believe that God is a healer. I'm not telling you to feel. I'm telling you to believe, to declare healing in your body. In the name of Jesus, declare healing in your body. In the name of Jesus, declare healing in your mind. In the name of Jesus, declare healing in your family. Declare healing. You know, the man at the beautiful gate, they didn't pray for him. They declared, in the name of Jesus, stand up and walk. When Jesus healed the deaf mute last week in church, the mass had that reading, he didn't pray over the man. He said, Ephrata, be thou open. And it was, oh, his ears were open. Declare it. Declare healing because of the cross. We forfeit so much. You know, people say, I know Jesus died for my sins. But he died not only for your sins, he died for your life. He died that you might have a better life. He died that you would be healed. He died so that your sicknesses would be set free. He drew your sicknesses into his own body. He drew everything into his own body. He drew your fears into his own body. He drew your everything into his own body.
As he hung upon the cross, he draws all men, all people to himself. From his side poured water and blood and power into the world, into his disciples, into the church. Exactly as Father Tom had said, that there be healing, healing of mind, of soul, and of body. That Christ's cross is a cross of victory. That Christ's cross is a cross of, is a sign of freedom. Freedom for you, freedom for me. It shows us what love is. It gives us the strength to love in our families, to love our children, to love our spouses, to love our enemies. It's through the power of the cross that we are made lovers of God and each other. And that is why every day when we come to Mass, you know, at least every Sunday or every day, we place ourselves at the altar where this perfect sacrifice of love is made present on that altar, and we are fed. We are fed. We are given our daily bread. We are fed with this perfect love. We are fed with the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, where his death literally feeds us so that we can live out the extraordinary calling that God has for us, that is perfect for us. That's not just for priests and nuns and monks, but it's for every one of you. This life of holiness, of friendship with God, to be the son and daughter that God calls you and makes you to be, we are fed by Christ, really, as we come to the altar, as we come to that altar where Jesus crucified is made present, so that each day, even, we can have the strength and be filled with our Lord and his grace and his help so that we can love.
Because of the cross, I declare healing in the name of Jesus. I declare healing of migraines in the name of Jesus Christ and through the power of his blood. I declare healing in your emotions through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I declare healing in your heart through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I declare healing in your blood pressure, that it be 120 over 80, in the name of Jesus, through the power of the blood that was shed at Calvary. I declare healing of your souls, that your souls be healed by the blood of Jesus, and that you get to confession, and that you rid yourself of this sin. I declare healing in your souls through the blood of the Lamb, who died once and for all on Calvary. I declare healing in your knees, and in your liver, and in your stomach. I declare cancer being healed by the power of the cross. We extol you, Jesus. We extol the crucified. We extol the one who died on the cross. We extol the one who rose from the dead. Cancer, you have no right to be in God's people. This is a cancer-free place. In the name of Jesus Christ of cancer, all cancer be healed by the precious blood of the Lamb, by the blood that was shed at Calvary, by the blood that went into the ground, by the blood that covered our Blessed Mother and John, by that blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Be healed of all your sicknesses, all your diseases, all your fears. Oh, trust him. Trust him. This is the day to trust him. This is the day to give yourself to him. This is the day to say, here I am, I come to do thy will. This is the day to say, no more do I belong to myself. I belong to the one who gave his life for me. I belong to the one who died for me. I belong to the one who gave his life for me, the one who was buried for me, and the one who rose from the dead. You belong to him. You belong to him. Your identity is in Jesus Christ. You are identified with Jesus Christ. You are not identified by what you've done, and he does not judge your future by your past. Give yourself to him, the crucified Lamb of God. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.